Blog Talk Radio.
Check it out.
You're listening to The Voice, the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk?
Are you ready to walk?
Let's go. PPV Reloaded, get ready to walk. Every Sunday from 12 to 2 p.m. Wednesdays and Fridays at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. CST. Nieces Touch every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Yeah.
And TPV After Dark every night at 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m.
Turn it up.
DJ, turn it up.
Let's go.
Sasa Vildir, Saka Fed, come and start. That's right, TPV listeners. Jump up, jump up. This is your Caribbean pepper pot. From Barbados to Dominica, from our motherland Africa to France, parlez-vous François, as we worship with music. Stay tuned for more of Nieces Touch and be blessed.
What's good, radio family? It's your boy, The Psalmist Voice. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network is now 24/7. That's right. And you can download us right now on the TuneIn app. You can take us on all your mobile devices. Tell your friends. Tell your mama and them. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network is back with a vengeance for the Lord. And yes, new talent to come. A lot of big things are happening. So keep it locked on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. And always, always remember, walk with us, family. Let's go. Blessings, family. This is Pastor Christopher Newton. We are celebrating our fourth year of ministry. And we're going to do it big by having a 2015 Nissan Altima car raffle. Yes, that's right. It's only a $30 donation. So get your name drawn in. And on July 4th, Independence Day, we're going to announce the winner of our raffle on Facebook Live at PPV Ministries. And walk with us. Let's go.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is now time to get your spiritual fix and uplifting word with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice. This is the hottest Christian radio show on the planet. Are you ready to walk?
Let's go!
He's the Lord of all. Heaven is his throne. Earth is his footstool. I'm praying for the orphan, poor kid, idolizing stars, pushing Porsches, sitting on the porch with porcelain, ready to bust the window out of kick a door in, or pulling Edward Norton, sorting. Through drawers, went to the store, spent his last dollars, the paper meds for his failing organs. What about the mother in the fifth ward, killer's forcing, so in the morning she's mourning, as they brought the corpse in, four-fifths of the whole orbit, reaching to their pocket to find more lit. I know it's horrid. Hope we get it morbid. View with the truth orbit. We'll go on as usual. Funerals, suicide portraits, shooting tie culprits. Rebuke the lie, euthanize, youth to die, dormant. No way to beautify, torment. Truth don't lie, disguise behind a pulpit. You should try looking at crucified flesh. Forfeit, I do cry abortion. It's legal, it's lethal. We the people, even divorcing. I'm forming the movement. Trailblazing torsion. Still my core sins, I'll look back, tailor what the Lord did.
29th, 2018, and you are listening to the hottest Christian radio show on the planet, The Psalmist Voice Reloaded. It is here, family, where you get your spiritual fix, uplifting word with rawness, music, and yes, all in biblical context. And I am the humble host, The Psalmist Voice. What is good, family? We continue to pray that the word will impact your life and bring a fresh understanding of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Man, we have another fish sticking finger looking good word for you today. But of course, before we get into the meat and potatoes of our show, we have the bipolar weather here in CTX is currently 58 degrees. Cloudy skies. Today's high is going to be 70 degrees, but there is a wind of about 10 miles per hour. So it's going to be a little chilly, so you're going to need a sweater. So when you go out there, so you won't catch a cold. This weather here in Texas has been going up and down, up and down. That's why we use the famous analogy here, the Psalmist Voice Reloaded, that we are in the bipolar state of Central Texas, because you never know what one day is going to bring as far as weather is concerned. But going to the news front, of course, we don't do Trump stuff, because there's plenty of social media for all your political news and entertainment, but we do ask that you continue to lift up our nation and its leaders in your prayers. And of course, family, you are looking for a church home. Look no further here in the CTX. We have Grace Base Ministries on Fire for God, which is located at 3401 East Elms Road, Killeen, Texas. Services start at 5 p.m. Pastor Jerichiah Hunter is the pastor. Also, my brother and sister in the faith, Gino and Kareem Gardner of Generation Now Church in Medford, Freeboro, Tennessee, is having their first initial service August 5th of 2018. All are invited. Please support this young man and woman of God as they embark on a new journey delivering the gospel to the masses. Also, family, I would like you to welcome our newest member of the TPV Radio family, Miss Jules Winters. God bless you, ma'am. Thank you so very much for being a part of the Psalmist Voice Radio Network family, and we look forward to her shows coming up momentarily. And, of course, family, we have happy birthdays. Happy birthdays go out to everyone born in the month of February. And, of course, my beautiful, lovely wife, Shanice's birthday is coming up the day before Valentine's Day, so she gets a double for her trouble. Ha, ha, ha. But yes, may our Father continue to bless you all on your new year, and may God continue to shine as He gives you a new year to do your purpose, destiny, and what God has ultimately called you to do. God bless all of you that are born on the month of February. Of course, we got to give a shout out to you, the radio family. Thank you so very much for tuning in to the Psalmist Voice Radio Network 24/7. We are now live. We are also streaming live right now on the Blog Talk Radio Network as well for right now. But you can listen to us right now on our website, www.ttventerprises.co. We are streaming right now. Also, the radio station is up and running, so you can listen to it on our website as well. Or you can get the TuneIn app. The TuneIn app is absolutely free. Download it on all your mobile devices and just type in the Psalmist Voice Radio Network, and we will pop up, like it, and you can listen to all of our programming, including today's broadcast on the show. But, of course, I got to give a shout-out. What shout-outs are due? Chip Evans Law Firms, thank you so very much, sir, for doing what you do for this ministry and my family. Also, Integrity Rehab Center in Carpus Cove. Doctors Brennan and Monroe of Scott & White Bone and Joint Institute in Temple, Texas. If you are looking for reconstruction of any kind, leg, foot, shoulder, These two gentlemen will definitely do it. Their hands are anointed and their teams are great that they have that work for them. They will definitely put you back together again because they put Humpty Dumpty here back together again. Anywho, y'all. I got to give a shout out to you, Radio Family. Thank you again so very much for tuning in to the Psalmist Voice Reloaded right here on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. And of course, I got to give a shout out to the CTX, the UK, Canada, Norway, Russia, Bulgaria, India, Qatar, Trinidad, Tobago, U.S. Virgin Islands, Kuwait, Nigeria, Saudi Arabia, India, Philippines, and Germany. What is good, family? TPV going international. Thank you so very much for listening out there in your respective countries. And tell your family and your friends and your mama and them that the Psalmist Voice is international. Thank you so very much for your continued support out there in your neck of the woods. And, of course, I have to give a special thank you. And thank you to my beautiful and lovely wife, Denise. Thank you so very much for doing what you do on a day-to-day basis with the Psalmist Voice Enterprises as well as the Psalmist Voice Ministries here in Carpus Cove. We are doing different things for the Lord. We got a lot of stuff going on, and you will hear a lot more about the Psalmist Voice Ministries coming up this spring and summer, so you don't want to miss it. And yes, of course, shout out goes out to my beautiful children, CJ, Tajanique, Jalen, Tyreek, Ian, and KB Tajane. Daddy loves you all to pieces, and thank you so very much for giving Daddy the motivation to do what he does every single time I'm out or on the air. Thank you so very much, babies. I love you. And of course, you can listen to us right now, family. We're live, www.blocktalkradio.com/TPV Radio Network right here on Block Talk. We're streaming right, live right now. You can listen to the rebroadcast on our network station, TPV Radio Network, which is 24/7. You can listen to it on a TuneIn app and just type in the Psalmist Voice Radio Network, and you can listen to the show re-recorded and rebroadcast for you. Also, if you want to listen to us streaming live on the website, we're on the website as well, www.tpventerprises.co. Click the tab TPV Radio Network, and we are streaming live right now. But of course, family, I'm done with all the announcement to the meat and potatoes. Y'all know what time it is, right?
But I just gotta know one thing. Are you ready? No! I said, are you ready?
TPV Radio Family, are you ready to walk? Well, I'm ready to walk. I know y'all ready to walk. TPV International's ready to walk. Let's get it. Let's go. We got the first song on the rotation. We got James Fortune, I Trust You, with Vanessa Bell Armstrong featuring John P. King, a throwback, Love Lifted Me. We got Brie, I'll Be the One. Today's meat and potato rib sticking hot topic of the day. How can faith break through in my life? You don't want to miss it, family. This is the hottest Christian radio show on the planet, the Psalmist Voice Reloaded, and we'll be right back. Don't move a muscle. We'll be right back, family.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.
It is now time to get your spiritual fix and uplifting word with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice. This is the hottest Christian radio show on the planet. Are you ready to walk? Let's go!
One of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. While in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. Sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, to still be able to lift your hands and say, Lord, I trust you.
Now, and the devil's trying to convince you that there's no way you can make it out, and he says you're not going to be able to get out of this situation. But I wish somebody would make the devil out of a lie right now and lift your hands and say, God, I will trust you. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know when you're going to show up, but God, I know you're going to do it. God, I know you're going to bring me out. Come on, if that's you, come on, lift your voice and say, I will. Oh, that's right, I'll trust you. Hallelujah. Oh God, I don't know when the pains go in, but I know, God, you wouldn't put more on me than I can bear. So I trust you in spite of what I see, in spite of what I'm going through. I trust you. God, you've never left me. I know you love me. That's why I trust you. Come on, why you take it up? I had my heart broken.
have Vanessa Bell Armstrong coming up. Love Lifted Me. Thumb Source Reloaded. Keep it locked.
And I'ma sing to this. Show up to this. this. Cause I'm into this. I wanna sing to this.
It is now time to get your spiritual fix
and uplifting word
with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice. This is the hottest Christian radio show on the planet.
Are you ready to walk?
Let's go!
And now, for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Wow, family, I'm not even on the air. Here we go. I'm back. Well, there you go. I'll go ahead and go read Romans 1 and 17. I wasn't on the air, family, so I apologize for the dead air. Now, Romans 1 and 17, for in the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, just shall live by faith. Now, of course, in the icebreaker, we were talking about if you were facing impossible situations, and Romans 1 and 17 is just that. And God calls us to be a people of faith. And also in Mark 10 and 52, Jesus said to him, go your way, your faith has made you well. Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on his way. Now, we can see how faith of people moved Jesus to perform many of his miracles. Now, a desperate heart with faith moves the hand of God. Don't forget that, family. And by just reason of the testimonies of others, people found faith to believe that he would do a miracle for them as well. Without the word or a promise to stand on, the reason for many who were healed and received their miracles was that Jesus was good enough to do it for someone else. So why not me? There we go. Hebrews 11 and 6. Now without faith, it is impossible to please who? God. For he who comes to God must believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Now, breakthrough happens for people because they believe. You can have someone with many prayers and little faith. Then, someone who believes with few prayers, and the Lord is looking for the key word, faith. Luke 8 and 50, but when Jesus heard it, he answered him, do not fear, only believe, and she will be made well. And, you know, this is a big thing. I mean, we have to understand that in our hard times, in our good times, in our trials and our tribulations, we have or we go through life. Life will not skip us. I don't care how anointed and appointed we are. I don't care if you're sitting on the high mantle in ministry. Life will hit you, and the devil will find anything to break it. And the one thing that God and Jesus Christ have in common is faith. If we have faith, impossible will happen. Regardless, you don't have to be able to translate all of the scriptures in a word. You don't have to say the most elegant prayer in order to get breakthrough. It's easy. Breakthrough comes by faith. Now, of course, for instance, Jesus said, only believe. Now, there are times where we just need to believe the Lord. God is not into the mechanics of religion, but the living faith that flows from our hearts. I can remember a time where someone was getting ready to minister, and there was a lady there who felt strongly that a formal prayer was needed before the ministry time, but it didn't happen. But because this person had faith, God showed up in a huge way. There was not a need for a prayer for that instant. The point is, family, we can get caught up in the mechanics of being spiritual that faith is completely dismissed. We absolutely need lives that are connected to the heart of God in prayer. Still, we need to avoid getting hung up on the mechanics of religion and our precipitation on the things we have to look upon. Now, there is a futility in praying much without faith. Now, by nature, faith speaks. In other words, faith results in the right words and the right interactions with God. Now, words and prayers can be said without any faith at all. Now, God is merciful and helps us. Faith is a gift, and we all have the measure of faith given to us freely by God, Romans 12 and 3. Faith is something we carry inside of us that we show by our actions. Now, of course, we got coming up, we're going to talk about how can we tap into faith, because that's a big one. We need to understand, how can we tap in? That sounds all great and nice, Thomas, but how can I get into it? How can we get into the nitty-gritty? Well, you're going to find out and much, much more just a few minutes. But just to recap, we had the TPV icebreaker, and it was all dead air, so I'll go ahead and reread that for you as well. Now, you are facing a difficult time, even impossible situations right now, and perhaps you're facing a major barrier and you just feel stuck. Now, it could be a relationship, an addiction, a lie you believe, a painful event, or a difficult work environment. Regardless of what it is, you desperately need God to dramatically intervene in your life. Sounds familiar? Now, many of us are facing impossible situations where we need this kind of breakthrough in our lives, yet most of us sit and wait for God to make it happen. And then we wonder why it is that we don't experience breakthrough as often or as fast as we would like. What we need to know is that breakthrough is not something we sit around and wait for. Breakthrough is God waiting on us to respond in obedience to what he has already commanded and already promised. Yes, thanks. That easy, family. It's that easy. You know, and like I said, you know, in the last show, you know, we hinted a little bit on breaking through, having faith through life and breaking through, having the peace of God in your life. And, you know, it's very easy to be distracted when there's all hell breaking loose in your life. Let's just keep it real. And especially when there is religious architecture that's being put into play, that you have to say a certain prayer, speak a certain way, worship a certain way. That's showmanship. All you have to do is just come willing, and God will answer. All the other stuff that we're doing just to prove that we have the Spirit of God and the Holy Spirit of God, that's null and void. God will show up and show out anywhere at any time. All you have to do is just call on his name, period, end of statement. And having that faith that you can break any barrier, whether you're preaching, singing, what have you, God will show up and show out every single time. And he will definitely make his presence known in your life, even in the most difficult of times, even when you're at the brink of saying, you know what, I'm done. But I'm telling you, he shows up and shows out, and he usually gives you that peace that comes with it. Once you go through that storm, through that wall, through that hurdle, you feel a peace of God that overwhelms you. It's nothing you can ever experience. It's like a warmth that just calms you down. In spite of your head going crazy, your emotions going out of whack, everything's just acting just straight up nonsense, knuckleheadish. But at the same time, you know, there's things in our life, in our flesh, that's going to counteract and that's going to, you know, react to life. But we have, as we continue to understand in our relationship with Jesus Christ, we can break through life. Life can be conquered. And, of course, our ultimate reward is when we see him in the sky and when we see him in heaven. But at the same time, we can be overcomers in this life despite of what's going on around us. Just saying. But we're going to go ahead and tap into that, tap into faith and get a little bit more detail. And, of course, you know, I got some steps that you can take to help you through your tapping into your ability of your faith, either growing your faith expeditiously so you can go ahead and do what God has called you to do and break through whatever it is that's keeping you stagnant to what God has promised in your life. But we got to take a break, and when we come right back, we got more for you. We got the five ways to tap into your faith, but our hot topic of the day, how can faith break through in my life? Our number is 773-897-6490. You can call in anytime. If you have any prayer requests, shout-outs, what have you, we are here for you. We will stop what we're doing to make sure you are taken care of in the Spirit of the Lord and in the name of Jesus Christ. This is the hottest Christian radio show on the planet, Something Sports Reloaded. You're listening to the Something Sports Radio Network and also here on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back with the five ways to tap into your faith. Keep it locked. We'll be right back. right after this.
It is now time to get your spiritual fix
and
uplifting word with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice. This is the hottest Christian radio show on the planet.
Are you ready to walk?
Let's go!
that was Bree. I'll be the one coming up. Tasha Cobb Leonard. I'm getting ready. Keep it locked, family.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick defeat out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow. 'Cause I'm getting ready.
That parted the Red Sea. Multi-million dollar commercials for Pepsi. From food stamps to more ice than Gretzky. I don't gotta talk, the Lord defends me. I watched them all fall for going against me. 'Cause me and all my angels shot the devil up. While you was trying to pull me down, I leveled up. I leveled up twice, I leveled up three times. He tapped them and told them she's mine. So even when I cried, I knew I'd be fine. Prepared for a miracle blessing in these times. I praise them, raise them, name it, claim it. Every turn it rises up against me, shame it. I breathe success in and out my lungs. Got the power of life and death coming out my tongue.
ready for overflow. I'm getting ready to see something I've never seen. Oh, I'm getting ready to see.
Check it out.
You're listening to The Voice, the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk? Let's go. TPV Reloaded, get ready to walk. Every Sunday from 12 to 2 p.m. Wednesdays and Fridays at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. CST. Nieces Touch every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Yeah.
And TPV After Dark every night at 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m.
Turn it up.
DJ, turn it up.
Let's go.
Sasa Vildir, Saka Fed, come and start. That's right, TPV listeners. Jump up, jump up. This is your Caribbean pepper pot. From Barbados to Dominica, from our motherland Africa to France, parlez-vous François, as we worship with music. Stay tuned for more of Nieces Touch and be blessed.
What's good, radio family? It's your boy, The Psalmist Voice. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network is now 24/7. That's right. And you can download us right now on the TuneIn app. You can take us on all your mobile devices. Tell your friends. Tell your mama and them. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network is back with a vengeance for the Lord. And yes, new talent to come. A lot of big things are happening. So keep it locked on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. And always, always remember, walk with us, family. Let's go.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.
It is now time to get your spiritual fix and uplifting word with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice. This is the hottest Christian radio show on the planet. Are you ready to walk? Let's go!
What's good, radio family? It's the Psalmist Voice. You're listening to the Psalmist Voice Reloaded right here on the Block Talk Radio Network as well as the TPV Radio Network. You can listen to us right now live on our website, www.tpventerprises.co. You can catch us live right now, or you can listen to us right here on Block Talk Radio. Of course, www.blocktalkradio.com/TPV Radio Network. Either way, you'll get us live on the air. We still have time, family, to take your call. 773-897-6490 is the number. We are all over Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. So give us a call, give us a shout, and we will be more than happy, and we will love you. We are talking about our hot topic of the day, how can faith break through in my life? Now, let's keep it real, family. As we see what's going on in this world, everything is going completely crazy. Good is becoming bad. Bad is becoming good. People are just straight tripping. The world is imploding on itself. Though Jesus Christ is coming back ultimately, family. But as believers, we cannot let what's going on in the world around us to affect us to the point where we stop functioning as believers. We have to continue to press through and show God's supernatural strength and power through it. Is it easy? No, but we're going to give you some tools to help you take action and to activate and tap into your faith. Now, starting off with Mark 2, 3, and 4, coming out of the New King James Version, and it reads as such. Yeah, buddy. They came to him bringing one sick with paralysis who was carried by four men. Then they did not come near him due to the crowd. They uncovered the roof where he was. Then they had broken it open. They let down the bed on which the paralytic lay. Now, are you or someone else is in need of anything? It can be with you or another that needs a breakthrough. Someone always needs help. Jesus came to help everyone of us experience him. We can put our faith out for other people. See your need or the need of others. Let's look at things from an angle that faith is already there, residing in your heart. Now ask yourself, family, just ask yourself this question. Where is your faith? Just ask yourself that. Where is your faith? Yes, where is your faith? Now, I had the Lord speak this to me recently, because as the Lord gives me these hot topics for you, family, I go through this stuff. So it's very personal for me that when I'm giving the word to you, that I've lived it, I've gone through it, and I'm still going through it. But yet and still, God has always proven himself faithful. And as I'm giving to you the faith that God has activated in my life, I pray that you will be touched and it will activate in your life as well. Because we're all living vessels. We're all living examples of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we thank you so very much for listening in. Now, of course, it came so abruptly that it shook me. And the Lord help us all to tap in to the faith he has already put inside of us. It doesn't take you going to seminary school, family. It doesn't take you memorizing every scripture in the Word of God. It doesn't take an eloquent prayer. It doesn't take that. It's already been put inside of us. We grow it as we read the Word, yes. We grow it as we continue to have a relationship with God, yes. But we have to understand that as we continue to grow in faith and stature, the devil always has some wrench to throw at us, which is this life, which is the life we live as believers in this world. He's going to throw everything at us so we can stay discouraged, so we can stay mad, so we can stay getting drunk and stupor, so we can stay talking to our wives and our spouses and our kids off the side of our head. That's what the devil does. If he tears us apart and keeps us unfocused on what God has for our life, he's won. So we have to understand, family, that attacks are going to come as we go higher in our relationship with Jesus Christ. He will throw everything at you. So we have to understand that. But here are some tools that you can use to help you. Number one, family, one day, I'll read this to you. One day I left my keys in the car. With the, of course, is running. Now, the next day, the battery, of course, is dead, and I had to get my friend to jump me, and without knowing where I would get the help from, immediately I grabbed my jumping cables. Now, when the help came, then I went across the street, and, of course, no one was home. I tried to find people around or look at the car to see if someone would stop. But in the process, I saw a neighbor down the road pulled in, and I ran over and I found the help that I needed. Now, that is how faith works, family. You do everything you know to do when God makes it happen. What is your step of faith to see your promise come true? So you have to take action. So faith without works is what? Dead. We have to move. We have to shake. We have to plant seeds. We can't, like, if you have that big dream that you want to pursue and God has his hand all over it, God's not going to manifest it without you planting that seed. You have to put the footsteps in place so God can manifest that thing. Number two, instant obedience. When God speaks everything to you, act on it immediately. Don't delay and don't procrastinate. There is a blessing behind your obedience to God. Instant obedience. That's something that we as believers, we as just regular Joes and regular James have a problem with. We have a problem with obedience. But I'm telling you, as you get to understand who Jesus Christ is, natural to you. It'll come easier for you to go and obey what God is speaking in your life. Number three, hold fast. Keeping your confession is very important as well. Watch what you say. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So make sure you are speaking life and blessing, holding fast to the promises of God. That is very, very, very important. We have to maintain that relationship. We cannot continue this. We're planting life, but then we go right back behind it and plant death. We have to be careful, family. Our mouths are a weapon. Our tongue is a weapon, and we can kill, steal, and destroy with just our mouth. And it's not just Satan. So we have to be aware of that, family. In order for something to grow, we got to water it and nurture it. I'm saying. Number four, consistency. Through faith and patience, we inherit the promises. Some of the bigger things that God promises you can take a little more time. He does things immediately too, but there will always be some things that take more time. Have faith and patience because they go together. This ties in to keeping your confession of faith, speaking the right words over the duration of time, consistently, consistent, consistent, consistent. We have to be consistent in what we say, what we do. And as far as it can be hard. Yes, when you're going up a hill or when you're working out and it gets harder and harder and harder, you're not going to stop in the middle of it. You're going to keep pushing, right? It's the same thing with this whole thing of faith and for faith to break through in our life, we have to push through it. And sometimes it'll get harder. The winds will start blowing harder. The waves will get taller. But we have to continue to press, because that's what God ultimately loves. He loves for us to stay diligent, and he loves for us to stay consistent. And even in the midst of it, when it seems like that wave is about to take you out, that's when God shows up and shows out in your life. And I'm a living witness of that. And also, the greatest thing that you can do, number five, feed your spirit. Another way you can tap into a life of faith is by sowing to the Spirit. We live in a world that constantly sows to the flesh through food, entertainment, and other things. Be different. Fast some food. Take a break from the things that feed your natural desires. Press into God in prayer and cultivate that relationship with the Holy Spirit. Don't make it mechanical, but do it for the sake of knowing God, deepening your relationship with him. Yes, yes, yes. I know I'm sounding like a dead horse here, but we make it more complicated than what it is. The God we serve, the Christ we worship, it's simple. It doesn't take all this complexity to get breakthrough in our lives. The people that come before us that speak all these different religious aspects and things, yes, the Ten Commandments were put there for a reason and for a purpose. Yes, we have to follow these things. But at the end of the day, family, we have to understand that breakthrough will not come without a relationship. Just like you can't expect to have a relationship with your family or your spouse or your kids if you're not putting in the work. Just saying. I mean, you got to put in the work in order for it to happen. It's not going to come overnight. Now, I'll recap the five ways that you can tap into your faith. Number one, you got to take action, family. Faith without works is what? Dead. Number two, instant obedience. Number three, holding fast. Keep your confession of faith, family. Number four, be consistent through faith and patience. Patience, patience, patience. It's a hard thing for us to do, but it's definitely something that can be attained. Patience, family, is definitely something that we can obtain as we continue to feed our spirit, as we continue to grow our relationship with God. We sow into the word, sow into prayer, sow into being cultivated with men and women of God that's going to iron sharpen iron each other, keep us up lifted and girded up. And even sometimes we got to speak the truth with each other, but in love, not ridicule, not blasting, but in love, just saying. So these are the five things that you can tap into to increase your faith. Take action, instant obedience, hold fast, consistency, and feed your spirit. And I'm done. Now, you can listen to the Psalmist Voice Reloaded on the rebroadcast in about an hour or so on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network on the TuneIn app. You can download it free on all your mobile devices. Just type in the Psalmist Voice Radio Network, and it will pop up. Love it on your phone, and you can hear all of the shows and all of the music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And, of course, I got one more thing. We're going to take a break, and then when we come back, of course, you got the TPV breakdown. Of course, the lines are still open. 773-897-6490 is the number. And the fruit of faith is when we walk in faith, we are abiding in his rest. There is no sweat. God has everything covered. We have to learn to walk in the Spirit, where we realize that he is faithful to us. The result of this is rest, peace, and a tender heart yielded to the heart of God. That is the fruit that comes out of faith. Just saying. And you'll see it more and more as you practice it more and more. Just like as you go to the gym to find results. You're not going to get results in the first week. You have to be diligent and continue to keep going. You'll lose the weight. You'll get toned. You'll start seeing the results, and then eventually you'll be fitting in those jeans that you want to fit. Oh, I definitely need to hit the gym now, especially. Yeah, buddy. You know, I've been out of commission for a while, and I'm starting to get back my bearings. And again, I thank the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for everything and the whole process that he has done in my life. Because faith definitely had to play a part in my life with everything that's gone on. And, of course, I'll give y'all testimony on that in a later show. Now, of course, we got coming up. We got more music for you. We got coming up on the rotation. We have Hillsong, Young and Free, Alive. I love that song. We also have Dela, On and On, Every Praise, Hezekiah Walker. And, of course, good morning, or good afternoon now to most of you, with Mandiza. This is the hottest Christian radio show on the planet, the Psalmist Voice Reloaded. And when we come back, we have the TPV breakdown, the announcements of all the websites. You can follow the show, and I'm out. So we will see you in just a bit. Keep it locked, family. We'll be right back.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.
It is now time to get your spiritual fix
and uplifting word
with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice. This is the hottest Christian radio show on the planet.
Are you ready to walk?
Let's go!
I am born again, forever safe in the Savior's hands. holding up the keys to mine. The sun is shining brighter than it ever has, no. I'm smiling more now than I've ever had, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't deserve the things you do. And I just can't believe that you keep blessing me the way that you do. Walked away without a scratch. Lord, it was nobody but you. My daughter's about to graduate with all A's. That's good news. The sun is shining brighter than it ever has. Ooh. From the bottom of my heart, I wanna thank you for that.
Cortez, YDIA, you did it again. Psalmist Voice Reloaded. Thank you so very much for tuning in on today's broadcast. And again, you can listen to the rebroadcast of the show on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. It is 24/7, and you can get all of our archive shows on that particular format. We are live 24/7, the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. You can get it on the TuneIn app, which is free. Type in the word The Psalmist Voice and Radio Network, and you can get it on your mobile devices, any mobile device that you may have, and you can listen to us 24/7, 365. Thank you so very much yet again for tuning in to the show. We got a lot of big things coming up in the next couple of months, and keep it locked, of course. We will let you know. We got the car raffle coming up in July. So please, if you know anyone that is in need of a car, $30 donation, just a $30 donation, and you will be put into the hat, and you can possibly win a 2015, a 2015 Nissan Altima, and all you paid for it was $30. Just a little bit of something from the Psalmist Voice Ministries to help the community as well. We have our clothing drive coming up as well. More on that to come as well. So keep it locked here. We got a lot of exciting things for the community coming up as a ministry, and we are excited for what we're going to do for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and our community as well. But just to recap on today's show, if you missed it, we were talking about how can faith break through life. Just to recap, we got some verses here for all you Bible scholars out there. We got Romans 1 and 17, and also God calls us to be a people of faith. Also with Mark 10 and 52, we can see how the faith of people moved Jesus to perform many of his miracles. Hebrews 11 and 6, also Luke 8 and 50, and also God is not into the mechanics of our religious ceremonies, but the living faith that flows in our hearts. So all that for formalism, and you know, it's okay to give God praise, and but all these choreographed praise breaks and all that stuff, that's just nonsense. Just saying, you know, faith is the result in right words and the right interactions of God. Romans 12 and 3. And also, to start off our five ways to tap into our faith, our key scripture was Mark 2, 3, and 4. And of course, you know, we looked at the different angles that faith is already residing in your heart. And of course, even if it isn't, you can still take these five keys with you to birth that thing outright. Number one, take action. Number two, instant obedience. Number three, holding fast. Number four, consistency through faith and patience. And number five, feed your spirit. And as we continue to pray and cultivate that relationship with the Holy Spirit, we will definitely feed our spirit. And the result of doing all five is the fruit of faith. And when we walk in faith, we are abiding in his rest. There is no sweat, no stress, no strain, nor pressure. God has everything covered, and we have to learn to walk in the Spirit where he relies that he is faithful to us. The result of this is rest, peace, and a tender heart yielded to the heart of God. And that was the breakdown pretty much of the show. But, of course, we got the conclusion of our show, the TPV breakdown, and it goes a little something like this. TPV breakdown for today's hot topic. How can I have faith through breakthrough? How can I have faith breakthrough in my life? Well, family, the TPV breakdown goes a little something like this. Breakthrough happens when we take the first offensive step against the barriers in our life. Breakthrough happens when we say, I'm going to trust that God is going to do the supernatural, do the impossible. God does the breakthrough, but he is waiting for us to take the first step of faith. We have to believe in God's goodness, that God has already willed the breakthrough for our life. Then we actually become agents of breakthrough, unleashing God's supernatural power to change our impossible situations in our homes, workplaces, and relationships. Breakthrough is coming, family. It's not over. You have to be patient. You have to walk it out, and God will do the impossible with supernatural breakthrough in your life. And that was the TPV breakdown for today's hot topic. How can faith break through in my life? Well, family, we are at the conclusion of our show, and of course, the content, you can also listen to us on our main station, the Psalmist Voice Radio Network, also on the TuneIn app. Download for free and type us in. You can take us anywhere you want to go with any mobile device. And also, you can listen to us streaming live on our website, www.tpventerprises.co. And we are streaming live off the website right now, as well as the station. So like us, tell your friends, tell your mom and them that the Thomas Voice Radio Network is 24/7. And again, thank you so very much for tuning into the show. We got some music to take us out, but I just, again, wanted to extend the thank you to all of you. Yeah, I just wanted to extend a thank you to all of you yet again for sticking by the Psalmist Voice as a whole. We've gone through a lot of changes during the course of the last few months, but again, thank you again so very much for staying faithful with the ministry. And again, the best is yet to come. We have some new additions to the family, and they will be on the radio momentarily. But again, keep us in your prayers as we continue to grow in Jesus Christ, and as we continue to grow personally day by day to give you your spiritual fix and uplifting word every time we are on the air. But family, I just want to tell you that you are more than you think and greater than you heard. And when you see the psalmist's voice anywhere in your neck of the woods, walk with us, family. Let's go. We're going to go out with Hezekiah Walker with Every Praise. And then we got Good Morning by Mandisa. But again, thank you so very much for tuning in. I am the psalmist's voice, and I am humbly signing off. I will see you all Sunday. Same time. Nope, not same time. We got 12 noon to 2 p.m. on Sunday. So I'm the Sports Reloaded. We'll be back at you with another hot topic. Take it away, Hezekiah. Every praise. And then we got Mandisa. Good morning. This is the hottest Christian radio show on the planet. The Psalmist Voice Reloaded. We are out. God bless you.
Y'all know how we do it. Take it up, every praise. It's to our God.